In today's gospel, Christ teaches us that we will be judged on our conduct. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Most of us here this morning remember, I'm sure, as children, playing the game Follow the Leader. Remember that, playing Follow the Leader? I was thinking about it the other day, and I have to admit, I don't remember how you won the game. I know, you know, somebody was the leader, and he'd lead you off in, or she'd lead you off into whatever direction, down the cellar stairs, and out into the garage, out into the woods, whatever. And I guess when you couldn't do something the leader did, you had to drop out. But, you know, the leader would only do things he or she could do, so I don't know how they ever got replaced, but be that as it may. But one thing I did remember was this. If you wanted to get rid of me during that game, all you had to do was go out into the swamp. I wasn't following you into the swamp no matter what, so I'd be out. But I share that with you this morning because I think in the gospel, Jesus invites us to play his version of Follow the Leader. But for him, it's not a game. It's a way of life. Remember last week in the gospel, Jesus had asked his disciples who people said he was. They gave him a whole list of names. And then finally, Peter says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus commends Peter for his insight, makes him the head of the church. But today, that same Peter in the gospel opposes Christ. Christ says to him, "I've got to go up to Jerusalem to suffer." And what does Peter say? Wait a minute, Lord. We're not buying into that. No, it's one thing to go up to Jerusalem with you and when you take your throne of glory as the Messiah, but to go up to Jerusalem with you and watch you die, that's not part of the deal. And Jesus, of course, has to correct Peter. He says, "Get behind me. Get behind me." When he says that, what's he saying to Peter? He's not saying, "Get out of here, Peter." He's not saying, "Get lost, Peter." He's saying, "Peter, support me." Don't we use that phrase sometimes? Get behind something, get behind someone, support me, Peter. And he makes it clear what that support means. For Peter, for any of the disciples, for you and me, it means following the leader to the cross. Jesus says it today. If you're my disciple, you must pick up your cross and follow me. Follow the leader. to the cross. What could that possibly mean for us? You know, in extreme circumstances, it could mean even giving up our life. That would be an extreme circumstance, but it could mean that. I read recently about something that happened during the Second World War that's going to be, in just a couple of weeks, finally recognized and rewarded. It took place in a little Polish town called Markowa. 4,500 people, agricultural village. Among the people living there were 150 Jewish people. When the Nazis came over and took over Poland, they passed an edict. No dealing with, support, help to the Jewish people. But in Markowa, there was a family by the name of Ulma, U-L-M-A. Joseph and Victoria Ulma and their six children. They took eight Jewish people and hid them in their attic for 2 years, beginning in the winter of 1942 until in 1944, they were turned in by one of the townspeople. The Nazis came. First thing they did was kill the eight Jewish people. Then one by one, they killed every member of the Markowa family. Joseph, Victoria, who was 8 months pregnant at the time. Every one of the children. The oldest was eight, the youngest was a year and a half. They killed them all. On September 10th, in Rome, Pope Francis will declare the whole family blessed. He'll beatify them, even the unborn baby, for being martyrs. Martyrs for the faith, martyrs for doing what Christ told us to do. Love your neighbor as yourself. They followed Christ to the cross in an extreme way. You and I might not have to do that sort of thing. So what does it mean for you and me to follow him to the cross? Well, I think the best way to summarize it is this, that we have to live in a way where over and over again, when it's necessary, we deny ourselves something we want so that someone else can have something they need. We deny ourselves something we want so someone else can have something they need. When we do that, we're living sacrificially. That's what the cross means, to live sacrificially, to lay down our lives for one another. Sometimes in an extreme way, but more usually, day by day, giving up of ourselves for the sake of other people. Think about, for example, the person who works at a job they hate. They hate this job. If they could, they'd leave it, take less money even, but they can't because they have to support their family. So every day that man or woman goes off to a job they hate. See, that's living sacrificially. I'd invite you to go online today, punch in the song In Pictures, beautiful song, In Pictures. Listen to it. Tells the story of a man who's forced to take a job far away from his family. And he stays in a little room, gets home every once in a while, not that often, so he can send down money for their support. On the little night table by his bed, he has a picture of his little girl. He has pictures of her all over the walls. And part of the lyric goes like this. I missed her first steps. I missed her first words. And I love you, Daddy, is something I seldom heard. Oh, how it hurts me so to watch my girl grow up in pictures. People have to do that sometimes. It's living sacrificially. Imagine, and this is very common, the husband or the wife or the adult child who's taking care of a spouse or a parent who's got some form of dementia. Every day, the sacrifices that requires, every day, the self-giving that requires, every day, the self-denial that requires. That's living sacrificially. That's carrying the cross, laying down our life for someone else like Jesus laid down his life for us. Or imagine on a beautiful afternoon like this, what would you want to do? You want to go home, sit on the deck, have a drink, maybe watch the ball game, relax. But you don't. You've got a shut-in relative who spent the whole week alone, so you go off and spend 2 or 3 hours with that person because they need to have you there. See, that's living sacrificially. That's laying down your life for somebody else. That's carrying the daily cross. And that's what we're called to do. Live that way. It's a way of life. A way of life. We can't be disciples without living that way. Let me conclude with one other little example. Remember some years ago now, in a little Amish school in Pennsylvania, one day a young man, very troubled young man, walked into the school with a gun, ended up killing 7 Amish children. Horrible tragedy. But some of the survivors told this story. When this young man walked into one classroom, there was a young girl there by the name of Marion Fisher. She was 13 years old. When he walked into this classroom, to her classroom, she saw him and she saw the gun. She stood up and she said to him, "Shoot me first. Shoot me first." And he did. But she so distracted him that 5 of her classmates were able to escape. Shoot me first. Maybe another extreme example. But the point is, she was thinking about the welfare of others and willing to make a sacrifice that way. That's the way you and I have to live. So today, I invite you, follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. May God bless you.